This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Firefighters have gained 80% containment on a wildfire burning on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation in southeast Montana. Federal crews are being demobilized and will be sent to other fires. The Muddy Creek 2 fire was started by lightning on July 25th and burned about 3.5 square miles. A new fire started north of the fire on Friday, and then resources from the Muddy Creek 2 were sent to suppress it. Elsewhere in Montana, firefighters continue to battle a wildfire in Glacier National Park. That fire has burned about 5 square miles and is 65% contained. Hot, dry weather this weekend resulted in mostly additional burning within the fire's perimeter. An 18-mile stretch of Going to the Sun Road remains closed. A small fire just east of Missoula was contained within hours of being spotted yesterday in the afternoon. Crews yesterday also tackled another fire reported just southwest of Arlee. An air tanker, a couple of helicopters, and tribal fire crews fought that incident. The drought in western Montana is threatening the hay supplies needed by a livestock rescue in the Flathead Valley. The Almoster Ranch in Marion takes in abused, displaced, neglected, and unwanted farm animals. But the amount of hay available for purchase has dwindled so dangerously that Director of Operations Kate Borton tells the Flathead Beacon that the sanctuary may have to shut down. It normally gets hay donated by area farmers, but their hay crops are way down this year. Borton's been forced to turn to brokers who ship in hay from Billings, Bozeman, Butte, and Canada, but prices for hay have risen because of the lack of supply. State environmental regulators are accepting public comments on draft wastewater discharge permits for three Montana mining companies. The Department of Environmental Quality is accepting comments until September 2nd on permits for two Stillwater Mining Company mines, RC Resources' proposed Rock Creek Mine and the proposed Montanor Mine. The Stillwater permits are updates to current permits at Platinum and Palladium Mines near Big Timber and Nye. One permit for the proposed Rock Creek Mine near Knoxon is an update. The second is for stormwater discharge, as well as improving a forest road and installing pipeline and power lines for the proposed underground copper and silver mine. Montanor Minerals is updating one permit to cover stormwater discharge at the proposed underground copper and silver mine near Libby. A 13-year-old boy from Montana has drowned after recreating on the Clark's Fork of the Yellowstone River near Crandall, Wyoming. The Cody Enterprise reports Jonah Anspeck of Jefferson City was floating on the river with family and friends when he overturned and disappeared Saturday. Jonah's brother was able to make it to shore, but Jonah never resurfaced. His body was found yesterday. The FBI is joining the Lemhi County Sheriff's Office in Idaho in its search for a missing 2-year-old who disappeared during a family camping trip on July 10th. KBOI-TV reports Sheriff Lynn Bowerman said he's convinced the toddler was not abducted, but he can't rule out that possibility. Little Dior Kuntz was last seen at his family's campsite at Timber Creek Campground near the Montana line. 4 barrels with labels saying they contained volatile chemicals have been found along a road on the Crow Indian Reservation in southern Montana. The Crow tribe says 3 of the 55-gallon barrels were empty, but one had about 8 gallons of a liquid inside. No contents spilled. A man has died after a weekend canoeing accident on western Montana's Clark Fork River. A group of boaters in canoes overturned in turbulent water yesterday afternoon near Alberton Gorge. Everyone in the group was wearing life jackets, but one man was unable to make it to shore. Frenchtown Fire spokesman Mel Holtz says others on the water helped bring the man to shore and a bystander started CPR. The Mineral County coroner pronounced the man dead in the ambulance. The victim was part of a group of canoeists from Washington State, but his name, age, and hometown have not yet been released. In other news this morning, Yellowstone National Park will hold a public meeting on August 10th to discuss the park's draft winter use adaptive management plan. That meeting is set for 10 to 3 p.m. at the Visitor Information Center in West Yellowstone, Montana. The draft plan outlines a strategy to identify which affected resources should be most closely monitored and evaluated, how these resources should be monitored, and how the National Park Service will continually engage the public throughout the process. The effort is related to the park's new rules for use of snowmobiles and coaches in the park during the winter. At the conclusion of the public comment period, the Park Service will analyze and consider all feedback received for inclusion in the final adaptive management plan scheduled for release next year. The Montana National Guard is increasing security at its recruiting offices and armory facilities in response to the July 16th killing of four Marines and a sailor in Chattanooga, Tennessee. At the direction of Governor Steve Bullock, the Montana National Guard completed a review of security and force protection procedures at its facilities. Montana Adjutant General Major General Matthew Quinn presented recommendations for heightened security to the governor, who accepted them. Quinn says he's confident that the new protection measures will balance security with the community missions. Details of exactly what measures are being taken were not released publicly. Firefighters continue battling a wildfire in Glacier National Park. That one's burned about 5 square miles and is now 65% contained. Hot, dry weather this weekend resulted in mostly additional burning within the fire's perimeter. An 18-mile stretch of Going to the Sun Road remains closed. A small fire just east of Missoula was contained within hours of being spotted yesterday afternoon. Crews yesterday also tackled another fire reported just southwest of Arleigh. An air tanker, a couple of helicopters, and tribal fire crews fought that one. Thanks for listening. I'm Edward O'Brien.